So welcome to the ITP and to this conference on high-TC superconductivity that kicks off the fall program on this subject. Most of you have been to the ITP before, and so you know the place, and I don't have to introduce it to you. Some of you haven't been here in a while. There are a few changes. One of them is illustrated by this conference, which has been beautifully organized in the tradition we're trying to promote of having conferences with lots of discussion. And this is looks like one of the more ambitious attempts in that direction. And I look forward to it. I actually had suggested that there be a box in the entrance with a little sign on it, please leave your firearms at the door. But this was vetoed by the organizers. Second of all, everything done at the ITP now, more or less, at least at public in public places, goes out over the web almost instantaneously, so that your talks will be recorded and your transparencies will be scanned. And thus, the other few hundred people who wanted to come to this meeting throughout the world will be able to participate from afar. Well, this is the first conference at the ITP on high-TC superconductivity, which is somewhat surprising since this clearly has been the most exciting field in condensed matter physics for over a decade. And well, I was not involved in the early decisions not to hold a conference on high-TC superconductivity, so don't blame me. But when I was involved in the last few years, it was always felt that, well, the time wasn't ripe. Experiments were still unclear, and it wasn't... And Bob has just illustrated the other reason. However, the organizers of this meeting put together, first of all, an incredible slate of organizers, and they have done a magnificent job, originally in convincing the board and me that the time was right. The experiments were becoming clear, and you could actually appeal to experiment and not just to authority in dealing with your scientific opponents. And furthermore, the community was beginning to realize that the problem of high-TC superconductivity was something like the problem of confinement in QCD. I mean, originally, QCD, we were all sure that this was something like the kind of problem that requires a few years of hard work, and then there's some brilliant stroke of genius, and the problem is solved in one paper, and everyone agrees. Like BCS, if you want, after many years, or fractional Hall effect. However, that did not happen in the case of QCD, nor has it happened in the case of high-TC. It's clear that this is a hard problem. There is not going to be solved by one paper alone, and in some sense, it makes it a lot more interesting. There are many interesting questions and lots of interesting physics, and perhaps this is just the tip of an iceberg. So the organizers of the program indeed are focusing around many questions. I mean, I'm very impressed with this list of questions that are supposed to form the basis for the discussions over the next week, and will clearly be the outline of the program for the next 5 months. So with that, I wish you a wonderful conference. I hope you have some time to enjoy Santa Barbara, and I'll turn it over to Catherine.